If you're not comatose, you probably know that the subject for today is love. We want to read in 1 John chapter 2, verses 7 through 11. Brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard, and then in some manuscripts, from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. He who says, I am in the light, and hates his brother, is in the darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. He who hates his brother is in the darkness, and walks in darkness, and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. We ended last time by saying that the one who abides in Christ should walk as Jesus walked. And that means then that we have to find out how Jesus walked. How did Jesus walk? Well, these verses tell us how he walked. He walked in love. And we need to do the same thing. A lawyer, Pharisee, came up to Jesus one time and said, what is the great commandment? And Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like to it, that you love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And I said to myself, Jesus got mixed up. The first commandment is not love the Lord your God with all your heart. The second commandment is not you love your neighbor as yourself. Have you read Exodus? Go back to Exodus chapter 20 and you see. Those are not the first two commandments. Of course, he didn't get mixed up. I say it reverently. No, but what he did was he summarized the first five commandments with that first great commandment, and then he summarized the next five in that second commandment. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. Five commandments. You know? Those five commandments, do you remember them? I'm going to read them. No other gods, no idols, don't take his name in vain, the Sabbath, and one more, honor your mother and your father. And it doesn't seem to fit with honoring God, but it does. Because after all, mother and father are in God's presence. They are in God's substitute for him. Somewhere I heard, God couldn't be everywhere, so he made mothers. That's it. It isn't because God can't be everywhere, but God did give the authority to parents. Parents have the authority over their children, and when children obey their parents, they're obeying God. So that's within the five. That's the first. Obey God. Honor God. Love the Lord your God, is what he's saying. The second half, he said, and your neighbor as yourself. Well, how does that fit? Well, don't murder, don't commit adultery, don't lie, don't steal, don't covet. See, they have to do with other people. So Jesus summarized the commandments in those two commands. Love the Lord your God, love your neighbor as yourself. And when Jesus came, he gave this commandment to love one another. Now, so John says, walk like he walked. Well, how did he walk? Well, he walked loving. And you see in your notes, you have a set of notes in your bulletin that we have divided into three. The new commandment that is not new, a bold claim that is not true, and the possibilities which are two. That's the outline that we're using for this passage. Now, in the commandment, a new commandment that is not new. He starts off by saying, in some versions, brethren, and some, beloved. In any case, these are believers. Oh my, he's talking to believers. Do you believe that? Have you heard that before? Yes, and you'll hear it again. He's writing to believers. See? Beloved, or Christians, believers. A new commandment I write to you. Not a new commandment I write to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you heard from the beginning. Now, What he's saying is, it's not really a new commandment. Well, how so? Well, in John 15, Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. You will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. See, walk as he walked. I have kept my Father's commandments. You keep my commandments. That's how you walk what Jesus walked. And then he said, these things I've spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. You see why I had to sing that? Why we had to have that one, of all things. It's a summary of this passage. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. John 15:12. Now, they have had this commandment from the beginning. And now, from the beginning, in John, if you go back to John 1:1 or in the first John 1, in the beginning is the beginning of creation. You know, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Well, you have to know in the beginning in context. The context here is, from the beginning of your experience, you have heard this new commandment from the beginning. So, it's not really new, but it is new. They've had it from the beginning, and they heard it from the beginning at their salvation. They heard about the love of Christ. So, from the beginning. Now, that's the commandment expressed. Now, the commandment explained is in verse 8. Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light now shines. Will the true commandment please stand up? I don't write a new commandment to you. I write an old commandment. Again, I write a new commandment to you. I think what he's saying here is that this again means in another sense. In another way, I do write a new commandment to you. Because it's in the new age. We believe in the new age. There is a new age dawning. The light is now shining in that new age. And he says that... In that sense, this is a new commandment. Jesus calls it a new commandment because he was speaking it for the first time in John 13. He said, the new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, and then you also love one another. And by this you will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Notice, he didn't say, this you will know that you're saved. This you'll know that you're my disciples. Not my converts, not Christians. You'll know you're my disciples. They'll know you're my disciples if you love one another. Verse 8 says, and it is true in him and in you. What do you mean by that? Well, it is true in him that he loved them. See, it's true. Love one another. It's true in him because he loved them. And then it's true in them when they love one another. See, it's true in him. It's true in you. Because, he says, the darkness is passing away. The darkness of the pagan world is passing away. And the gospel is overcoming that light. Now, it's not going to happen all of a sudden. That was 2,000 years ago, and it still hasn't happened totally. But the light is shining. The light is dawning. The light of the new age. And the new age is to love one another. So, he's saying, it's a start. As they love one another, they show the light to other people, and the light begins to shine. I was in Dallas Cotton Bowl, long while ago, and it was a youth meeting, missionary youth meeting, and they gave us, everybody had a candle, and they said, they had instructions, don't light your candle yourself, light it from somebody else. And so they began to light candles in various places in the cotton bowl. And all the lights were out. And you could see these things lighting. And then everybody would light, 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 light. And pretty soon everybody had a light. Well, when it first started, didn't have much light. A little bit of light here. Then it began to grow, 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 grow. And before it's over, everybody, all the lights were shining. That's what he's saying here. The light is shining. The light's beginning to come. Where the new age is dawning, the age of light, when you love one another, you're spreading the light, and you're living in the light. So he's saying that true light looks forward then to the future when the darkness is overcome by the light, And all, remember like in the creation? In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And darkness was upon the face of the waters. Then what happened? God said, let there be light. There was light. All the darkness is gone. Now it's light. Then what happened? Sin came. Darkness, see? And people lived in darkness. The light of the gospel, of good news of salvation is there. And it trickles here and there and here and there. And then by the time Jesus came, it was almost extinguished. And yet there were a few. Jesus came to them. And the pagan darkness around was almost snuffing it out. But the revelation of the true light began with the love of God. He gave His Son. God so loved the world. And that's the beginning of the light coming out. Then the Son showed the love, and He lived with the disciples, showed them His love for them. And then He died to show His love for the world. And in John 13:1, just before He died, the night before He died, Jesus said, John records, now before the feast was over, when Jesus knew that His hour had come, that He should depart from this world to the Father, having loved His own who were in the world, He loved them to the end. In spite of the fact that some of them left Him, they couldn't stay awake while He prayed, they denied Him, He loved them to the end. And so, the Christian's love then is just the outworking of that spiritual reality that's to come. And we're a little bit of heaven on earth right here, right now, when we love one another. Right? By this all men will know that you are My disciples, He said. They'll know, but they won't understand. They won't understand how you can love one another when you're not perfect. You still love each other. Love one another. Now, so the new commandment that is not new, then he comes in verse 9 to a bold statement that is not true. This verse is speaking of hatred among believers. You see, if you aren't careful, you slip into thinking, oh, he hates him, therefore he's not saved. That's not what he's saying. He's saying these are believers. See, if he's not a believer, then how can he hate his brother? See? Not saying he hates the brother. He's not saying he hates Christians. He's saying he hates his brother. Therefore, he is a believer. And believers can do this. So, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about a believer. A believer who hates his brother. Now, the assertion is, I am in the light. I am in fellowship with God. I'm walking in the light. Now, to say that, that a Christian could not hate is really to deny reality. You think a Christian can hate? Yes. A Christian can hate. Look in the mirror. You can hate other believers. It happens. There's some churches that are just riddled with this. I mean, this church is unusual, folks. There are churches where there's infighting all the time. They sit on this side, they sit on this side, right? That's the kind of thing you find. Business meetings are horrendous. They don't love one another. They're believers, but they don't love one another. Now, that can happen. You understand that. You've done it yourself. Don't look at me so piously. You've done it yourself. All of us can look at ourselves and say, oh, it can happen. I've had feelings of hostility toward other believers. You know that. You know you have. One time or another. And all pastors can verify, even they, called of God, shepherd of the flock, doing all they can with the people, they can say, well, yeah, I guess I did that too. Sometime or other. And they've counseled with people who have come to them and said, I have this problem. I hate that guy. Hate that gal. It happens. Even David. Remember David? David committed murder. And murder, Jesus said, is simply hate gone to full bloom. He murdered. He was a believer, but he hated. even to that drastic end. So the assertion was, I'm in the light. The action is, he hates his brother. This Christian hates his brother. Maybe because the brother's failure to go along with something he wanted. That happens, you know. I don't want this, I want that. We're doing some changes around here. And if you aren't careful, they'll change something you don't want to change. Or they won't change something you want to change. You know? We have to say, well, let's get together. How much difference does it make to me if they move this or that or the other? You know what? These men know what I say. I say, whatever. That's me. And whatever happens, I'll be happy with. You know? I'll tell you what I'm happy about. I'm happy about people who want to do something. Right? Who want to get things rolling, want to make things look nice. They want to serve the Lord in a place that glorifies Him. Right? Well, some people aren't like that. We're going to replace the carpet one of these days. It's 40 years old. It's about time. We'll do that. What color are we going to use? I don't know. I'll go away for a week and come back after it's all done. Doesn't matter to me. I have a friend who's pastor, one of my former students, is pastoring up in Ohio, Findlay, Ohio. And they built the new church. You know what he did? He got a decorating company to come in and decorate the place. You furnish, get all the pews, do everything you... We aren't going to say a word. You decide. That's what they did. They said, I don't want any of this stuff, any trouble. Well, that happens sometimes. Well, we don't have to be. It doesn't have to be that way if we love one another. So, this guy is saying, I am walking in the light, but I hate this guy. Well, his claim is false. Once you see that, his claim is false. He's not walking in the light. I don't care who it is. If he hates his brother, he's not walking in the light. Someone said, what you are speaks so loud, I can't hear what you say. See? He's saying it, but it's false. It is not that. You cannot hate your brother and still fellowship with God who loves him. God loves Jesus. John's going to say this a little later on. How can you love God whom you haven't seen and you don't love your brother who you have seen? See? You can't do that. And there's a song, Brother Ed probably knows it. If you don't love your brother, then you can't love God. Gaither sing it. If you don't love your brother, you can't love God. You can't. And you can't fellowship with him either. He's not in the light. Conclusion is, he's in the darkness. He's in the darkness until now. Not in the light. Doesn't mean that he's not saved. He's just not in the light. He's not walking in the light. He's not in fellowship with God. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have salvation. Is that what 1 John 1:7 says? No. No, that's not what it says. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. That's 1 John 1:7. See? This man is not walking in the light. He doesn't have fellowship. See? No. If we don't walk in the light, then we don't have fellowship. But one thing that really shines out there, in fact, it's shined up because I just highlighted it. Verse 9, at the end, he says, until now. He's walking in the darkness until now. Maybe next step, he'll walk in the light. See? He's walking in the darkness up until now, but hopefully he'll take another step back into fellowship with God. See? And he'll be walking in the light again. He can do that. But until now, he's walking in the darkness. So I think that leaves room for him to come back, and I hope he will. A new commandment that is not new, a bold statement that is not true, and the possibilities that are two. Two things, either you're loving or you're not loving. Either you're loving your brother or you're hating your brother. You say, well, I don't love him very much. No, either you love him or you don't. You love him or you hate him. He's drawing two contrasts here. Only two possibilities. First one is, the one loving. The one loving his brother, he says, is walking in the light. Loving your brother is evidence of the fact that you are fellowshipping with one another. See? You're walking in the light. That's your evidence. Walking in the light. He's also abiding in the light. He abides in the light. He lives in the light, or remains in the light. There's another way to say it. This new age that's dawned, it's dawned toward the light, and he's walking in that light. The pagan world has one motto, and that is, me first. The pagans around are always me first. That's them. That's the darkness. But in the Christian life, it is Christ first, you second, me third, or last. Right? Christ is first. Others are second, and I'm last. That's the new light. So how do I do that? I do that by walking in the light. I don't sit down and say, oh, I'm going to love that guy in spite of myself, in spite of him. I'm going to love him. No. You walk in the light. That's the key. We do that by walking in the light. Then he says, he does not stumble. Now, this word, stumble, it's used many ways. Usually translated offense. Matthew 18 has one, the offenses must come. Used three times right there. Galatians 5:11, the offense of the cross. Romans 14:13, it's a cause to fall, a stumbling, something you stumble over. The gospel is a stumbling block, Paul says. Matthew 16:23, Jesus said to Peter, Peter said, oh, be it far from you, Lord. And Jesus said to Peter, get behind me, you are an offense. You're something trying to make me stumble. See? So sometimes, normally, it's used of causing someone else to stumble. 1 Corinthians 8:13, Paul says, therefore, if food makes my brother to stumble, I will not eat meat again, lest I cause my brother to stumble. That's causing someone else to stumble. But I think John is saying more about the man stumbling. It's used of making someone else stumble, but it can mean that it's reference to something in my life that would make me stumble. See? So the one who is loving his brother, there's nothing in his life that's going to make him stumble. The hatred's not there. But the one who's hating his brother, that hatred is going to cause him to stumble. Because he'll be walking in the darkness. So he's walking in the light. No occasion of stumbling. No time to stumble in him. So, hatred will cause someone to stumble. This man is not going to do that. Now, that's the first one. The second possibility is hating your brother. Then he has in verse 11. He who hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in darkness, does not know where he's going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. His course. He walks in darkness. He's acting like a pagan. Pagans walk in darkness. He is walking in darkness. He's been saved to light, but now he's going back to that old lifestyle. And he's walking in the darkness. And that's his course of walking, in the darkness. That brings confusion. He doesn't know where he's going. Do you ever walk in the darkness, in really black darkness? You don't know where you're going. Billy Tyson lives up in the woods, way up there now, and there are no lights out there at all. And he gets up and runs about 5:30 in the morning, or walks. And Melanie and I walked with him early one morning. I'm telling you, you couldn't see your hand in front of your face in that place. Darkness. And if he had left me alone, after we walked a few places, if he had left me alone, I could have got back. Wait till light comes, and then maybe I'll get back. You know, but darkness. This man is walking. He's confused. He's lost all sense of direction. Shall I go this way? Shall I go that way? Don't know. See, he goes. He tries this. He tries that. He's walking around in circles because the darkness that he's in. Why is that? Why is he so confused? Well, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I heard about some donkeys they used to use in mining. They would take the donkeys down to the lower level, and then instead of bringing them up every time, they'd leave them there. They'd give them some food and water, Then they go back the next morning. There they were. Donkey's still there. And sometimes when they got old where they couldn't work anymore, they'd bring them up and they were totally blind. They'd been in the darkness so long, they were totally blind. And if we aren't careful, we can walk in the same way. This man was walking in the darkness because the darkness had blinded his eyes. He doesn't know where he's going. So this Christian who hates his brother eventually becomes totally blind. So what's John saying? You might think that John is teaching us to love our brothers. He is not. He is not teaching us to love our brothers. He's teaching us to walk in the light. See, you can't decide, I'm going to love my brother. No, I'm going to walk in the light. I'm going to fellowship with Jesus Christ, who is the light. When I do that, then I'm walking in the light, and that must come first. See, concentrating on loving the brother just won't work. I'm going to love him. I'm going to love. No, can't do that. It's like, remember the fruit of the Spirit. What's the first fruit of the Spirit? Love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Fruit. How do you get fruit? You just sit there in your yard and say, get some fruit. Look at that tree there, and it's lying down. You haven't planted it yet. Lying down, you say, get some fruit. Can't do it. And you can't do that with people either, you know? Oh, there are people who run all over the place. Hey, I gotta love everybody. Hey, you gotta love everybody. They get all excited. I'm gonna love everybody. Walk out of there and somebody gets in their way. Yeah, about what? Why? Because they haven't done anything. They're trying to bring it up, you know. Work it up. You can't do that. You love one another. You get fruit on that tree by planting the tree in the ground. You put fertilizer on, you water it, and eventually here comes the fruit. And if we try to love one another apart from walking in the light, we will be like that man tying an orange on the tree. Just go buy a dozen oranges and tie them up on the tree. Now I got fruit. No, you haven't. See? That tree hasn't produced a thing. And sitting down and saying, I'm going to love my brother, is just like that. You're trying to tie fruit on your spiritual tree. No, no. First of all, walk in the light. Walk in the light as he is in the light. We'll have fellowship together. We won't hate each other. Now, John's not telling us to love one another. He's telling us to get in the light. Have fellowship with the Lord. Now, we walk in the light by staying in the Word and praying. The Word and prayer. That's how we get in the light. That's how we stay in the light. See, well, what is that? Well, in the Word, God is talking to me. In prayer, I'm talking to God. That sounds like fellowship to me. Yeah. See, oh, let's have some fellowship. Let's get a cup of coffee. We're not drinking a cup of coffee is not fellowship. It's something we do while we talk. While we have fellowship, see? That's what he's saying. Fellowship with God. Get in the Word. Get talking with him. And that's what John's trying to get across. Are you walking in the light? I'm not asking if you hate your brother. I'm asking, are you walking in the light? That's what John is saying. Walk in the light as he is in the light, and we'll have fellowship.